We'll call into order the meeting at 5:16.
16, all right.
And please call Pledge Allegiance.
5:15 on the news.
Item B.
Oh, you want to do it?
Okay. Item B, adoption of the agenda.
You want B, or if Don wants to
make I'll back you up if you want.
Go ahead.
Okay. Item 1B, the adoption of the agenda. I'd like to move that we adopt the agenda for the meeting of January 17th. And I didn't mention almost in his telephonic conference at this time. Another two members are present. I get a motion.
I'll second that motion.
Almost second.
Aye.
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 To call the public. Anybody? Look at everybody jumping up.
Negative. No call the public. Okay.
I did not put a superintendent agenda in. I want to just mention right now that in the last COVID bill, there is more money through an ESSER account. We have a meeting tomorrow, a webinar. So we'll get a little bit more information about that. So as soon as I have any more information about that, I will let you guys know, but that just kind of came up.
All right.
So we're moving on to 3A, approval of the minutes for the board meeting of January 5th. Do we have any changes?
I didn't.
None for me.
Okay, let's make a motion to approve the minutes. Oh, we don't have to, it's a consent, so we're moving on.
Right.
Okay. Presentation of the December financial report moved to January 5th meeting. Now, Mr. Olmos, can you hear Donna? Well, you'll know in a minute here.
I think if you guys, whenever Mr. Macklin or Donna is speaking, if you guys put the phone on that table, I can hear better.
Okay.
I can come over there.
Oh, are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Donna's moving this away right now.
Okay, on the on this page here where it talks about the vouchers for the month, the first voucher on 12-4, that large amount is due to the payment to Bisbee for their tuition.
And we still have to do it even though our kids are not?
This is based on last year's numbers.
On last year's numbers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, by statute, it does say last year's numbers.
Okay.
In their budget. But otherwise, their normal monthly and weekly, bi-weekly expenses, payroll, yes, to pay. And on the payroll vouchers, first one, number 12, paid on 12-11. That one is larger because we made a payment out of CSF funds, classroom site funds, for the teachers that week at payday, out of their 301 money. That one is the reason for that larger amount.
And up here you said, which one was the tuition?
Right here.
This one.
The 2119.
Right, 2119. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any questions on this sheet?
I do not.
Okay.
Not for me.
Okay. Any questions on the next set of vouchers? There's, what we got, 6 of them?
I thumbed through them, but I don't see anything unusual, so.
Me neither. I just thought, the first one I kind of figured out was the school, the high school, and then the payroll you mentioned it yourself, so.
Right.
And the other ones, it's pretty much just.
Right.
Regular supply, yeah.
Okay.
Was that your last cover page, you mean?
I'm sorry?
What did you try about the last cover page?
No, this, yeah, I was just, because of this one, I figured it was the page of the high school, which is always ridiculous.
That's hard to see, isn't it?
Yeah, and then the payroll, was one was higher than the other one, but then she just mentioned it was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fine. and I just wanted to throw in here, I just give everybody, gave everybody a sheet that says recap on 21 expenses. Mr. Amos, I emailed you one, and I have a hard copy for you here. Okay? Did you hear me?
Emailed you what again?
I emailed you a sheet that says recap on 21 expenses. And, yeah, I have a hard copy for you here also.
Yeah, I don't think I received that email. When did you send it?
A half hour or so ago.
Oh, I see it. Okay. I haven't read it yet.
Okay. Well, summary, what this is going to show you is the first left-hand column is 21, this year, current year, and then the second column over is for FY20. It is the first 6 months of this year's expenses and last year's expenses by expense, payroll, and capital. And the red line shows you what we saved in 21 over 19 and 20.
The 41,000-ish.
Right, over the expenses. Those are the supplies and electric bills, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So we paid more in FY20 than we have in this year. The second column, the payroll column, we have spent out more this year than last year. In discussion with Mr. Macklin, we feel it was the increase in salaries, increase in retirement, and additional benefits, because if the salaries went up, so did the FICA, the retirement, workman's comp,
insurance.
Everything else went along with that.
Plus we added one more teacher.
And we added one more teacher. So that kind of makes up the additional $100,000 we've spent out in payroll this year over last. And then in capital, we've spent $17,000, almost $18,000 less than last year.
Don and I were talking about this, and I just thought it'd be nice if you had a snapshot to look at it, because I'm always asking her, exactly where are we at, how much money do we have left, how much have we spent comparatively? And so in order to do that, you've got to kind of take it dig down, and so she took time to do that so that you guys would have this to look at. The other thing on there that she put on that I asked her to was to look at our budget from last year and this year, and I asked her, please take out the money that we send to Bisbee, and so I think she did it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see that we actually have a lower budget this year than we had last year. The nice thing I just want to point out is that we did many of the things that we bought this year for our teachers are still going to be able to be used next year because, you know, we bought things for us to use for our classes, and a lot of that stuff has not been touched yet. So we won't have to repurchase some of that, which will be nice.
Okay.
But I thought that was interesting because I would have bet we were lower end. I would. I didn't think about the more on expenses and insurance and all that. I didn't think that was going to be over the other two savings. I thought we'd be in a better position, but so we were a little shocked, I guess, surprised when we saw that we had spent more. But then when you think about all of that plus the increase in insurance along with Social Security, retirement, adding a teacher, all that stuff, plus the general raises and 301 and all that, it makes sense, I guess. So.
So with the two negatives and the one positive, we've really only overspent what we spent in 20, $41,000. So that brings it down a little bit more acceptable, if you will, to our way of thinking. So any questions on some of this, or you can email Mr. Macklin later if you have some questions.
Just call, it's easier.
Call him.
Sorry.
He'll come and we'll talk over the answer if it's the right one.
I have none. If I need to know, I'll talk with Mr. Macklin later.
Sure, that's fine. Okay, so I just wanted to throw this one in here also for you. So,
Yeah, that's nice for you with your layout there.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Well, and it worked out because that's half a year. So,
yeah.
You know, if we roll everything forward, the nice thing is, like with PPE and things like that, we're sitting pretty good on the amount of PPE that we purchased and the chemicals and stuff. So we're really thinking right now we're going to be really close to getting through the whole year and not having to go buy anymore, which would be nice because then we don't have that same purchase for the second half of the year. Mm-hmm. So I think we're sitting pretty good for that. We've been pretty tight about things. I know sometimes maybe the teachers think that we might be really cheap. But, you know, we're just trying to make sure that I look at it like I'm spending my own money. I try to make sure we're getting the best deal we can. And so Donna knows, she hears me say
that. Are we going to, the sanitizer things, are we going to keep them all year long right now?
Sanitizers?
Yeah.
Yes, because...
Well, the thing is, like, I went to Marshall's. Everything that's sanitized, the sanitizers, the sprays, everything is on clearance from $1 to
$2. Oh. Well,
and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
We bought the big bulk stuff.
Yeah.
And we got a pretty good deal, but, I mean, not as cheap. Like, right now, I'm getting stuff every day for everything that they're trying to get rid of right now.
Yeah.
Because they see the end coming.
Yes. I mean, they had, like, everywhere, all over the store, they had like piles of sanitizers and wipes and everything. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, you just want to grab everything, but still, it's like, what am I going to do with all this?
Well, I know. And the thing is like with the wipes and stuff, they've got a shelf life. So, like, yes. I told the teachers, you know, I brought wipes around in the beginning, and I brought more wipes around. I think they're trying to pawn them off, but I know we probably, by the end of the year, we're going to have some of them that will be dry if we don't use them.
Well,
so.
Can't you technically, like, in the gym, we would add a little water to them?
Yeah, you can add a little bit of sanitizer, the liquid,
sanitizer.
Yeah,
and then
you can, like, reboot them or whatever you call them, but you can reuse those. Those are,
right.
If they dry up, you can do that, because that's what I did to a couple of them that dried up at my house. I just did the liquid sanitizer myself, and it was perfect. We started using those also. Because it was during the time we couldn't find any.
Oh, yeah.
It was right at the beginning.
Not nothing. Huh?
Yeah, so we
had like a dollar store for like a dollar for hand wipes. Pretty good size ones.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, they had, I mean, they had, I was like, oh, my gosh. I wanted to get them. But, yeah, just in case.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
All right. Letter D on the consent agenda, we talked about it last time, but end of the FFCRA leave, the government now no longer mandates or gives you any kind of credit. Actually, that credit was not worth it for schools anyway. Schools that had the COVID leave and had to dish it out and pay for it basically just lost money. There was no real reimbursement that we got or break. Schools around us have all let this expire. Actually, I believe about 99% of the schools in the state. There are some different things that they're looking at and some things with ESSER that may work out or become available. And if we have something and we have a need for it, I think the thing I took from the one meeting that we had earlier in the year, Don suggested administrative leave. But if I have somebody who is, ill and they are out of sick leave, I may just put them on administrative leave and then we could use the ESSER funding to pay for that.
Okay.
I'm not going to do that if somebody's got, 220 sick days. They can use their sick days, but when they run out of sick days, we'll do what we can to help them.
Okay.
Well, I was more or less thinking about our office situation, what happened.
Yes, that's
about
right.
Using that,
I'm saying, when we had
to
that
not force them,
right.
to do the right things.
Right. So I just thought that was a good idea. So that's kind of stuck with me, and I think that I would use that because I don't want people coming if they're sick. I do know schools. I mean, in the Phoenix area right now, who have told their teachers that if you have symptoms but you feel okay, you still are to come to work. That I'm not doing that.
Wow.
I got an article that I just read that they talked about how Arizona was number 2 in the nation with the number of children who have been taken in through November 15th, not even counting the last 2 months now, to hospitals in critical condition. So, it's not that this does not affect kids. I mean, I know that's been the messaging. It doesn't affect them as often as adults, but it has affected kids, and there have been some very serious cases. So, we're going to be as smart as we can be, and we're going to be, as I promised the staff, I'm going to do my best for the staff and students and do what's right for the school, and that's what I've tried to do, and I'll continue to do that. There was some good news today, you know, and I'll share the numbers have dropped a little bit. They do not have all the numbers from Saturday to Sunday. They expected a bulk of cases, but we saw a drop of almost 600 cases in a four-day period from last week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, now we're only about four times over what they're projecting for a safe, you know, 400 for every 100,000 people right now. So we've got a ways to go yet, but there are a lot. I guess Dr. Miller and the medical emergency health, county health people feel we're in a lot better shape right now. So that's great, and we'll address that a little bit later here. But they're figuring somewhere between the second and third week of February, hopefully everybody in the county can get back to face-to-face education.
Well, and Disney's saying he wants everything open back up, and he wants the kids in school.
Did you get bombarded?
Well, I talked to them about that today, and the one thing that, first of all, the executive order that Ducey signed that we have to provide a place and internet and everything, that's still in place. So what Ducey gave the other day was really a political speech on what he would like to see us do. But there's no cutting funding this year if we are in hybrid form or even if we're online. But for next year, he obviously wants us in. And there's not one teacher, there's not one person working with kids that doesn't want to be in person.
Right.
I mean, it's educating kids is 100% easier having them in front of you. I mean, they might, you know, make you want to pull your hair out some days, but it's 100% easier. So I don't think any people.
Then they're getting compromised by this whole thing. You know?
Oh, they lose a lot of things that I don't even think people even think about. All the different things that have been taken away from kids and had to change, and they've got to roll with it. But I think kids they also bounce back pretty good.
We're on an international boundary, and so you have to make your own call because most of those cities don't deal with what we deal with. You know?
Yeah.
Are they testing on here again?
They are, yes, they are.
This week?
They are here for walk-ups and everything.
For what time?
They are here from 7 in the morning, so they usually get started testing by 7:30 if people are here, and they go till about 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Okay. And is it still online with TestNav?
You can go to TestNav online, or you can just walk up. They've been accepting walk-ups too.
Oh, wow.
So if you're already in the system and you've got your ID and your insurance card, it doesn't take very long, I guess.
And they said if you get COVID, you cannot catch it again for like 3 months.
Yeah, I don't know how long it is, but
well, they just told my mom and my aunt and yeah.
What I just heard was that if you have regular COVID and you get over that these other strains, it's possible that you could get another strain because it's a little different than the regular. So I don't know
that much about it. And
everybody's trying to do their best with the ideas, but there's nothing that's cut in stone yet. You know?
No.
So.
Okay. Uncharted territory.
Right. So I guess my recommendation is that we leave it as we talked about it, and the leave has expired, and if it becomes necessary for me to place someone on administrative leave because they're out of their own time off, then I would do that.
So right now we're going to plan on going to the 19th, but we're going to reevaluate at our first February meeting. Is that right?
What I'm going to recommend tonight is that we go till the 16th, which is that Tuesday after Brisa's next day off and her next holiday.
I might not have it off that the 16th because we have an auction that day. Might work that.
All right.
Well, I might show up to work, but work—that's another thing.
That's gonna be my recommendation. But if the trend continues down and we get to that last week of January and it's continuing, that's two more weeks. If the numbers keep going down, then I would, as you've already have kind of given me the ability to do, I would call the kids back and start on the 8th instead of the 16th.
Okay.
If it were safe and the numbers were there. Personally, I really would like for our people to have their shots, but the vaccines, but that's turning into a heck of a challenge. So, you know, I can't say that we've got
my cousin that's a nurse, she got the shot, and because she's a healthcare worker,
yep.
And she was sick as a dog for 2 days.
Dr. Miller took his, and he said, I got a sore arm, but he said, the second shot, I didn't even get, it wasn't even hardly sore. So, I don't know. Everybody's kind of different.
Sally Pilcher,
she had it, and she goes, I could hardly lift my arm, So, I think it just depends on
each
person,
too.
Right? Yep. So that's my recommendation, is just leave it as it is that we already talked about. But I wanted it on here because I wanted to mention that I believe, especially after my conversation today, that I would use the administrative leave just to keep everybody safe around here, even if somebody feels good. But once they test positive, we want them to stay home and whatever. So if they're out of leave, we'll find a way to do that for them. And then the last thing there, letter E, there is a list that you have, and I set it down.
This one here with the math and
yes, all of the different books and workbooks and things, and that's what Victor's been working on for me, and that's all of the extra old work and materials that we have down there. He also.
We're retaining it, or
We have all that
saved
down there, which is taking up a lot of room, and B, we're not using it. So what I'd like to do,
we're not going
to
use them.
I would like it's all like the previous versions or whatever. But he went online and he checked, and there are a few of the different things right now that they're selling on eBay and stuff that people are buying, and it's not a lot of money, but it would be something. And he said you just sell it and you. Have them pay for the shipping. So if we could come and we could get something for nothing, basically, that would help us financially. It would help somebody else getting some materials. We have some stuff out there that's in really good shape. It's just, it's not the stuff we're using.
Well, but we're not getting rid of any of the new series that we've purchased.
We wouldn't be getting rid of the stuff that was used prior to that. It's nothing that we're using now in any of the classrooms.
Okay.
With that, I would just say I'd ask you guys to approve the consent agenda, and with that approval, then we will be able to. We'll try to sell them, and if we don't have them sold, what did I put on here? End of February, then we would have the option to just dispose of them. But that gives us a month and a half to try to sell them. And if we've got people interested, we can hold on to them a little bit longer. They've been out there for a few years.
After all of that is said and done, though, is there a possibility we could donate it to?
We could turn around and donate it or whatever, but if we can sell it, we'll try to sell it.
Well, let's get the money if we can, for sure.
Yeah. So that's the consent agenda.
Okay. I would like to make a motion to approve consent agenda items A through E.
I will second.
Aye.
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 Great.
Okay.
I'm going to take 4A.
All right. The action items. And a lot of these are the things that we just have to do each year. The first is the presentation of the resolution to approve the use of vouchers for the 2021 calendar year.
Which we make more
sense to do this in July, for the whole fiscal year, but they do it for the calendar year. So that just means that we approve the use of the vouchers, which is what we use, for paying the salaries and expenses and things like that between governing board meetings.
So would you have any discussion about A? Is it what you do every year? I don't.
No.
I don't know.
Okay. Then make a motion.
I would like to make a motion to approve. Oh, we're doing them all together one at a time.
This is the action item, so we do them one at a time.
Okay. To approve the resolution or approve the vouchers for 2021 calendar.
Perfect. I'll second.
Aye.
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 Okay.
And B, let's see, presentation, discussion, and vote on the resolution to approve the authorized signatories for the district checking accounts policy DGA.
Right. So again, that's the same one that we did last year. It's just, it's got the forms. I think Don and I are the main ones on there for all the different accounts.
And that's a typical, we do that every
year. It's a yearly one that you should be doing every year, even when you don't change banks. It should be that way, because if you ever get competition and you get other banks wanting your business, there's always that main January meeting where they can always try to get your business and give you a better deal on something. There's not a lot of people out there competing.
Okay, I really don't have any discussions. I know we do this every year, and it's no conflict of any kind. Mr. Elmos, you okay with it?
Yes, I'm okay with it.
Can I make a motion to approve item 4B?
Second.
I'll second that.
Almost seconds. Aye.
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 Okay.
Ready.
Letter C, presentation and discussion and possible vote to extend the online learning period from January 25th until at least February 16th. This will be revisited on February 9th. But as I said before, with the downward trend and the good news that we received today, if that would continue, then I would use my authority given to me by you as the board and look at coming back on the 8th as a best case scenario. But we would not plan on it being February 16th.
Now
Do we have paperwork on that? It's the last one. The C.
Oh, okay.
Letter C.
Oh, okay. I was just looking for the, if there's something backing it up or not.
Oh. I tried to put it all in the wording there because
that's okay.
Oh,
no, that's perfect.
Did we get that one? Is it recording?
Yeah.
Online learning.
Okay.
And this is something we have to do anyway because we're online learning. So.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
If I may?
Sure, go ahead.
When you say come back, do you mean hybrid or do you mean 100% on site?
Well, we won't. It's going to have to be a parent option all year no matter what.
For the rest of the year will basically be probably hybrid, at least for some students.
Would be my guess, because I really think we've got at the most we're probably not going to have more than 50 or 55% of the kids come back, because we didn't even have that this fall. So
we're going to have to do hybrid optionally.
They'll have
for
when we come back, they're going to have another option. We were going to have the sign up in January, but obviously we didn't come back in January. So 2 weeks before this, so like what we'll do is that last week of January, we'll send out information to all of the parents, and they'll all have the option to either tell us that their children are going to be here or they're going to be online.
And
online
to have some,
can be
yeah.
here,
right.
or it can be at home.
Okay.
So there's some parents out there that want to get their kids out the door and want to get them busy.
Left them out there.
Want us to be flying the 10 and a half, size 10 and a half shoe to get them moving. So, I don't think we're going to have a huge number change. But I will tell you, I mean, today we had the most we've had here for online in a long time, because we had so many kids in that middle school that were not any work in, and Ms. Thomas got after him and just said, if you're not checking in and you're not getting your homework in, you think you're going to pass, you better be at school on Tuesday.
So what was your turnout?
We had 30-something today.
Really?
Which we were in the 30s earlier this year, but since we went out at Thanksgiving, we've been running maybe up to 10 in each classroom.
Yeah,
wow.
6 or 8 maybe.
Yeah, as low as 6 one day between the two rooms.
Wow.
So today I think it was about 33 or 34 we ended up at. So that was really good numbers. Hopefully that'll continue. I mean, if we've got to have it open and I've got to have people assigned there, just assume we have lots of kids. So
we kind of already discussed this when we did when you're talking about the coming back to school and so forth.
Correct.
Anyway.
Yep. And again, I mean, I'll use that authority that you gave me if the numbers are really good and it's safe, but otherwise we'll leave it at the 16th and we'll revisit it at the February 9th meeting.
Sounds good. Okay. We have any discussion?
Not for me.
I'd like to make a motion to accept item 4C.
Second.
Second that.
Almost seconds. Aye.
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 All righty.
Letter D is that program, the health program. I received a letter from the same gal who came and talked with us last year, doing that program for our 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. We made it optional. They had a sign-up sheet and all that. She has asked if we were interested in it. I told her, as far as I was concerned, I wanted to wait until we had our testing thing and we also got kids back in school. It was not something I wanted to do that was an online type thing. If we're not doing it in our regular fashion, then I thought we'd pass on it. But I told her I would bring it to the board and have this discussion. And if you guys felt that it went okay last year the way we did it, if we left that as an option, and if it's safe and we get kids back here, we can look at running that program again, but we would do it in the same regard as it's optional for the kids. And she also told us if we need to split it into two groups of boys and two groups of girls, we can do that. We can do a morning and afternoon session, and then we keep the numbers down in the classes as well. So she's open to doing that, and I think that would be a good idea. But I wanted to give you guys the option to say yay or nay on it, and then we will proceed only when we know we're back in session in a hybrid format, and it would be in person. I'm not going to put it online.
Well, it wouldn't make much sense to do it when there's no kids here.
No, and that's what I told her. I don't want to schedule something, and then we don't have anybody here.
Yeah.
So.
I think they need all the information that they can that's appropriate for their age, and I'm glad that you're getting an approval of the parents, because we did have somebody at one point that was not happening, and no, boy, it all hell broke loose.
Well, and I think last year we got a lot of really positive comments, but there were parents who said they were really glad that they had a say in it.
Mm-hmm.
But most of those parents approved for their kids to go. They're really the only ones who held back a little bit were the sixth grade parents. And so that my whole thing was like I had sixth grade parents who said if they were seventh graders, we'd want them to do it. And so I really don't want to not have it, because then we've got kids that are now going to become eighth graders and they haven't had this class yet. And if they need some pointers or some things, you know, I'd like them to have all the facts. So.
And I think culturally it's also, I don't know how you feel, a lot of people really don't feel comfortable discussing it. And so I think in that respect it's a good thing. And I know when my girls were in school, I know you're probably kind of a trendy parent, but I know whenever my girls were in school, we had 6th, 7th, and 8th graders got pregnant, you know.
Yeah.
And so.
And that was kind of some discussions that I had last year with people talking to me about things like that have happened, and we get kids that go on to the high school, and before they get to the high school, they're already pregnant or things.
Right.
And so we want to make sure our kids are okay and they know what's going on, and we're not putting a program here to promote sexual activity. We're putting a program here to give them facts so they understand what's going on.
And that they have a choice
right.
about it as
yes.
well. Right.
So that's what that program is there for. And again, it will not happen if we're not back in session. If we are back in session, if we have a window that works for our testing program and they can come, we'll send the information out to the parents and allow them to choose as long as you approve it.
Sure, and you're sending eighth grade, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
What do you guys think? Do you have any discussion, Mr. Ramos?
I just have two things. Is this program going to be available to only 7th and 8th, or is it going to be 6th, 7th, and 8th?
Is 6th, 7th, 8th?
We made it available to 6th, 7th, and 8th, but we only had about 10 or 11 6th graders that took it last year.
And then my second question is, are the parents going to have to sign some type of consent form?
Yes,
definitely.
Yes, consent form. And I should say that we only had about 3 boys that did it last year. Most of the 6th graders were girls, and their parents wanted them to do it. So I think that's
all I got.
And I think before, a lot of the some superintendents didn't do it, but I think it's also covers your rear end legally to have the parents authorize it. They should have a say
yes,
in it.
Parents,
yeah,
parents
I think it's
have
a good idea.
In this,
yeah.
And I also think our kids need to have all the information that the parents say is okay to give them.
I agree.
And all this information is online, so the parents can actually, like we did last year, there'll be a web link or a web address. They can go on and see what's in the lessons.
Okay.
It's right there.
We have any other questions?
No.
No.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve item D.
pertaining to the free abstinence plus teen pregnancy program.
Second
prevention.
Second
Bruce and seconds. Aye.
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 Letter E. The ASBA policy for GCORA, the evaluation of professional staff. This is what we did last year. Basically, all of our evaluations are from teachers teaching online. And we need to have those evaluations done. And I'm fine with that. I know the staff, at least the ones I've heard from, really wish that they were having in-person evaluations. And we, you know,
how do you even do a virtual?
Well, we have all our classes, plus we have the videotape. Mm-hmm. So actually, I've gone home and I've watched some of the video sessions and done evaluation parts off of that. So I'm...
you're doing them yourself?
Yes, I'm doing them. And there are some staff members who, I mean, I guess I would say, similar to last year, I came to you with a teacher who had 40 years of experience and, you know, one of the highest ratings of all the teachers that I rated. I didn't see any reason why to go back and observe her. There are, you know, a couple of teachers I would say that are in that same boat again this year because it's through their third year, if I remember correctly. So I'm just saying, if I've got somebody that's ranked in the top category, I don't feel like for me to take two more hours to sit down and go through all of that. And they're not going to get anything out of it if they're already doing a great job. I'm just asking you if you guys are okay if we continue that for one more year, because it's easier when you're in person. They can give you everything that they're going to teach. And right now, they don't know when I'm going in. So there'll be a few of them that'll be, you know, when they get and we go through their stuff, you know, they maybe didn't have it as scripted out as they would have liked to. But they also, I think, understand it's a different year and a different animal. So,
okay,
as long as
perfect.
You guys are okay with it, I would ask that we do that one more year.
Okay, sounds good. So that would be item E. I'd like to make a motion to approve the recommendation from ASBA. Evaluation of the professional staff by Mr. Max Lynn.
Second that motion.
Lisa seconds. Aye.
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 Okay. I did not do a report again just because I felt like I had done everything since we had two meetings this month. I would ask that we set that meeting for February 9th at 5:15, but I don't know if any of you have major conflicts on February 9th.
I might have a date. Hold on.
You have a what? A date or something?
Well, heaven forbid we're going to meet in the morning then.
What do you have going on now? I'm curious.
I might have a date.
Oh, well, we all want to hear about that later on. So we're definitely going
to
rearrange
that. We can move
that.
Back to 6:15, then that'll give you a little extra time.
I hope
you're oh, my God. Not even I believed it. I'm fine with the 9th.
Okay. Mr. Almost, do you know off the top of your head what the 9th looks like?
Is it Tuesday?
It's a Tuesday, yes.
The financial reports will be okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 9th will be good for me.
February 9th.
Okay, February 9th, 5:15. All right. And then if there's anybody have any other questions or anything, otherwise we're set to adjourn.
I have nothing.
Okay. I have nothing.
Okay, in light of that, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Aye.
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 6:55?
Thank you, Mr. Almost.
Oh, no, 5:55.
Thank you.
Second shortest meeting we've ever had, huh?
No, who? Did you second?
Yeah.
Okay, Bruce is second.
Yeah, I seconded.
Almost seconded, yeah.
Okay.
It was
perfect.
5:55? You know what? I guess 5:57. That's pretty doggone good.
Mr. Almost, would you be able to come in and sign some things this week, maybe, or whenever you have
one
chance?
1 hour, right?
I can't go over there right now.
Oh, all
right. I just got
okay.
in town.
Okay.
Are you parked out front or something? I'm kidding.
No.
All right. We'll see you in whenever. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care. Do we need to sign these?